This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Teaching, coaching, discipling, mentoring. These are all names we have given to the process of passing along information and life skills to someone else. Into that also comes the process of helping someone else to grow and mature as a Christian. Each of those methods I mentioned has its special place. Each has its strong points. Each has its values for certain situations. So which one is right for you? Well, today we're going to begin thinking about mentoring. What is it? What can it do? Who should use it? A few weeks ago, we heard from Shirley Wilson. She's a trained counselor, and in her previous visit, she shared something about people helpers. So I guess actually a mentor is a people helper, but in a specialized way. Shirley has had some experience in mentoring, and today she's going to tell us about one or two of those experiences. Now, this is just the beginning of a short series about mentoring, in which she'll also look at mentoring individuals, things to consider when mentoring cross-culturally, and so on. By the way, our good friend and expert Brent Lindquist, who you can hear most often on the Monday programs of Member Care Radio, encouraged Shirley to share her story and her experience. So let's listen now as Shirley tells us about some of her experiences in mentoring.
I am 67 years old. My hair is salt and pepper, but now more salt than pepper. There is nothing attractive about me to look at in a mirror. Yet, I am a mentor to a 50-year-old wrestler, Joe. That's not his real name. A man who is a leader in our church. I am the older woman in his life. Joe prefers to say older sister. Means the same thing in my mind. But flexibility is a key factor in mentoring, even in the language of mentoring. A mentor is someone who is further along the path of life and who can walk alongside another person who is also on the way, but who wants an older, more experienced, perhaps wiser person to walk with him or her. Or I might note, perhaps who needs to be mentored by someone younger, especially in using technology or in understanding the younger generation. Younger or older, it doesn't matter, in different kinds of mentoring. For the next 4 weeks, I will explore the topic of mentoring during this time. We will talk about mentoring individuals, couples, children, parents, and singles, hopefully in both home country and global contexts. We will touch on when men can mentor women and vice versa, about kinds of mentoring, and about how to ask someone to mentor you or if they want to be mentored by you. To summarize this series on mentoring, I will offer a definition of mentoring that is different from the simple definition that I am about to offer today. Again, I want to demonstrate that flexibility is important in mentoring, even in the content of mentoring. Today, we start with this dictionary meaning of mentoring: to serve as a friend and a teacher to someone. Simple enough. Via the Apostle Paul's example, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That sounds like mentoring to me. Follow me as I follow Christ. By myself, I am not a model for someone else's life. With Jesus Christ, I and you are models for God to use in his kingdom work. Over the past 30 years, in different Christian contexts in which I have found myself, it was decided to begin mentoring programs. The younger women wanted the older ones to meet with them. They weren't going to put senior citizens in rocking chairs, or even to isolate themselves from the unusual energy of the younger crowd. However, the older women often balked, thinking they weren't qualified, and the younger women came to the same conclusion: not qualified. The qualification that 1 Corinthians 11:1 emphasizes is this: to follow Christ. Clear enough, to follow Christ. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and urged me to get involved in mentoring on several levels, from teaching a new believer from England to walking alongside a 20-something gal without a good mother figure to encouraging a wife my age who was younger in the faith. Yikes, I explained to myself, how does mentoring differ from a discipling and from counseling? For now, at this point in this series on mentoring, it doesn't matter. But later, I will discuss the differences that I perceive among mentoring, discipling, and counseling. Now, back to Joe, the wrestler referred to earlier. Our relationship was an example of mentoring an individual by an older person, and in this case, female to male. In a casual setting, I had listened as Joe eagerly described mentoring other men. Then I asked him, who is the older woman, or man, or brother, or sister in his life? He answered that he had always had a few elders investing in him until a few years ago, when they started dying or moving away. It took him a few years to realize the void that was left in his growth and made him see how important his own later years would be for walking beside younger men. In practical fact, Joe had no older person in his life right then. I offered to be the older woman in his life. Immediately, he said yes. But remember, he thought of me as an older sister, showing flexibility in language and biblical concept. So began a mentoring relationship between this 67-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man. We met about once a month, planned for 90 minutes, but it could easily expand to double that. You can guess that I didn't mentor Joe in health issues or dentistry, his profession, nor in child rearing, since he was already an empty nester with no grandchildren yet. What did Joe want from this white-haired lady? Let me answer with Joe's own words, and I quote, "It was important to me to have seen the power of God in your life over time. I observed that God's power in you showed from your relationship with my wife, in members of my small group, in stories from your years as a missionary to Russia, in your discernment, in your submission to authority, and so on. Without these evidences of God's power showing in your life, I would not be meeting with you." I think that Joe was saying that he saw me follow Christ, so he could then follow me as I followed Christ. That is 1 Corinthians 11:1 in action, which is, I believe, the goal of mentoring. However, Joe added 2 more parameters to his willingness as a leader to spend time with me, because his tank was often drained by giving out to other people. First, his wisdom tank needed to be filled and refreshed by our times together, not drained. Further and second, Joe noted that I made it clear to him that our relationship did not depend on his following my advice, instruction, admonishment, and even wisdom. He should feel free to disagree with me, and sometimes he did. Because of the freedom to disagree, Joe claimed it made him most want to ask me why I was the way I was, why I think the way I do. Mentoring involves the flexibility to be and do differently from each other. Christ encouraged his followers to be who he created them to be, unique and different from each other. From my perspective, and from my life experience of walking with God, I could offer Joe both the good fruit and the pruned branches which had caused pain as God grew me from the tested, tried, and tempted child to the child that he wanted me to become, a leader in my own circle. Joe asked questions about how and when and what and why I'd lived the way I did. Warts and all, sadness and success, the whole ball of wax. Then Joe would decide how to incorporate into his life the stories that I told, the advice that I gave, the blank stares and silences that came when I had nothing for him to consider or not to incorporate those things into his life. Mostly, he just listened to what I said and observed who I was, someone who loved him, prayed for him, and cared enough about him to speak into his life. Usually, I couldn't look at his leadership and say, that's how I influenced him. Mostly, I had no clue, except that God intermixed my mentoring with the other input into Joe's life in a sovereign way. Along the way, I benefited as much from our relationship as Joe did. It was a mutual relationship. Perhaps we looked into the mirror of each other's faces and saw the splendor of God shine through. I've talked about Joe as a leader. Let me throw in a couple of observations related to Joe's family life. Earlier, Joe commented that he had seen the power of God in my life with his wife and with members of his small group, who were his close family of believers. These days, after more than a year of Joe's and my relationship with each other, Joe would add this statement about his growth in relating to his wife and to all of his Christian sisters, and I quote, "I had regressed in my ability to relate to women, but my wife claims to have seen much growth in my freedom and openness to relate to my sisters in Christ. I can now interact with these ladies in healthy, positive, mutually beneficial ways, ways that I never thought possible for me. I especially thank God and you for that surprising gift." My own 2 cents worth in this regard is from 1 Timothy 5:1 and 2. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with absolute purity. I wanted to model a pure female-male relationship in this day when such relationships are often stained by sin, shame, sex, and selfishness. More on this aspect of mentoring at another time. Joe is just one individual whom I have mentored. You might say that I was a mother figure to a younger son, or a teacher to a student, or a friend to a friend, or an older sister to a younger brother. That's what mentoring is. Let me summarize today's points. Mentoring is walking beside someone, younger or older, serving as a friend and teacher to him or her. Mentoring needs to be flexible. Mentoring for the believer is saying, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That is the main qualification. Mentoring includes differing from one another at times and becoming the unique individual that God created each one to be. Mentoring is mutual. Both people benefit. As you look around you, whom do you see that you can mentor or ask to mentor you? Though I haven't emphasized the point this week, mentoring can be cross-cultural. Next week, I will discuss mentoring couples in the marriage relationship, especially in a cross-cultural setting. We cherish the following words from a couple that I have counseled, and we, meaning my husband and I, have mentored in a parallel way. The couple said, "We thank you for continuing to lead the way to greater love, greater joy, and greater peace." It is my opinion that this is one thing that Paul meant in 1 Corinthians 11:1 when he said, "Follow me as I follow Christ."
Thanks, Shirley. That was Shirley Wilson sharing her thoughts on mentoring.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.